Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to second for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Sheely and he is safe. Rosen steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Krisnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Sheely moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel is walked intentionally. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Beside is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick juggles the ball. That's an error on Krasnick. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive towards first. Boyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Krasnick hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Avila reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen is walked intentionally. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Bill Glynn now playing first base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Bud Shealy. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Wright pinch hits for Rocky Krusnick. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Wright reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 3 in the game. Trux hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to third. Strickland moves to second. One out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is walked intentionally. Al Smith pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Bob Hooper now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-4 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field. Westlake picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Westlake. Marsh scores. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. Trucks moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill White now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Trucks scores. Boyd goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins pinch hits for Bill White. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.